So I'll never forget that. Well, anyhow, what I want to do tonight is take my thoughts to the Bible. Greatest book ever written. It's all up to the interpretation of this Bible, all right? And to me, the Bible is examples. If we take it just to go with this and follow it through right by the letter as if, you know, it's telling you what to do, you know, in school or whatever, but you've got to read it with yourself. Don't just go out and listen to what somebody else says it says. Go inside of yourself and read the Bible, and you'll find out the truth. It's a great book. We're coming up on the time now of Jesus Christ getting ready to leave, right? And so all of this was planned so well ahead of time. It was planned, same as your life was, before you came here. You have one life, but you have all these different stages to one life. You don't know who you were before, and it's best you don't find out because you probably wouldn't be very happy. And I highly recommend that you don't get regressed, because if you do, somebody free of the body is going to have to fib to you, because you won't like who you were before. Most of us don't like ourselves now. But we were worse before. And you may find the person that you love most be the one that you might have been so hard on before. So I don't recommend that, because I don't believe in it anyway, because the angels wouldn't let that happen. But you can dream it up. You can get somebody to help you dream it up. But when you read the Bible and you read it for yourself without what somebody else said, you'll see that it's just a bunch of examples. Like Jesus Christ, when he came to the earth plane, they immediately took him out to be tempted in the garden. And my angels took him out to tempt him in the garden. He wanted to find out if he could pass his stuff up. And he did. Now look at your own self, because you're the only one that'll ever judge you. Nobody else can, you. The energy within you is a bubble of God. God will be your God, you. The bubble of you. You're not God, but the bubble that's you. We'll be judging you always, always, every move and while you do it. So you'll find out an awful lot if you go in and check that self in here, and you're going to end up really liking yourself a lot more. Because most of us get mad at ourselves and not too happy with ourselves. Of course, we may all be exceptions to that. I don't know. But anyhow, when we come to the Bible, what can we learn from this? Disciples ask, the Jewish leaders insist that Elijah must return before the Messiah comes. And Jesus Christ, they're right. Elijah must come and set everything in order. What come? You mean he's free of the body? He's going to come down here? Is that what this is saying? They're right. Elijah must come and set everything in order, Jesus Christ is saying. And in fact, he's already come. So see, you don't know who you were before. That begin to make any sense? But he wasn't recognized and was badly mistreated by many. And I shall also suffer at their hands. So when you come down here, it's not going to be just into a golden garden of love and ice cream. Tempting to do wrong is inedible, but woe for the man who does the tempting. That's the one. The guys that's out there selling drugs, whoa, wouldn't be in their shoes for all the tea in China. They're tempting. Ooh, try this. So fun. But you who give into it, I'm sorry for you. Because you'll have all that cleanup to do. But it's your life. Now, comes over here and it says that the Pharisees met together to try to think of some way to trap Jesus into saying something for which they could arrest him. He wasn't just treated with love all the time down here, you know that, right? So they decided to send some of their men to ask him these questions. So they said, "Sir, we know you're very honest and teach the truth regardless of consequences, without fear or favor. Now tell us, is it right to pay taxes to the Roman government or not?" They think they got him pinned down now, don't they? And Jesus said, because he knew what they were after, he said, "You hypocrites, who are you trying to fool with your trick questions?" here, show me a coin. And they handed him a penny. Whose picture stamped on it? He asked them. And whose name's in this, beneath the picture? Caesar's, they replied. Well, then, he said, give it to Caesar if it's his. Give God everything that belongs to God. What does that say? They wouldn't have anything, would they? Probably even their penny would fall apart. Have you thought that through? So we don't just take the Bible as a story. We take the Bible for what we can learn from it. What I'm talking about now is just the last few days that Jesus was on earth. Now, over here, it's quite interesting because I don't know if it was one of you in here, maybe. Yes, okay, ask me this question. And now here I'm going to read the reply from here. So we'll leave that part rest and come down here where it says, the same day, some ask, who say there is no resurrection after death, came to him and asked, Sir, Moses said that if a man died without children, his brother should marry the widow, and their children will get all the dead man's property. Well, we had among us a family of seven brothers. The first of these men married and then died without children. So his widow became the second brother's wife. Thus, this brother died without children, and the wife was passed to the next brother, and so on, until she had been the wife of each of them. And then she also died. So whose wife will she be in the resurrection? Jesus said, your error is caused by your ignorance of the scriptures and of God's power. For in the resurrection, there is no marriage. And that's the question that was asked me. I wish I could remember who asked me. You don't get married when you're free of the body. For in the resurrection, there is no marriage. Everyone is as the angel. So when you leave here, you'll be an angel free of the body. You're an angel now tucked in the flesh. Be an angel free of the body. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm reading the Bible. You can read it if you want, Matthew. But now, as to whether there's a resurrection of the dead, don't you ever read the scriptures? Don't you realize that God was speaking directly to you when he said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. We're going to live when we leave here, kids. We're going to live. Right now, you're living in the flesh of a Libra back there. But guess what? You'll be living without the flesh. You'll be with you. Do you want to be with you forever? Uh-huh. Guess what? You will be. So it's just as good we make ourselves now, today, the person that we want to be with. So the crowd was completely impressed. But now, Jesus Christ knew ahead of time that their goal was to get him off the earth because they thought that he was trying to have power. He wasn't trying to have any power. He was trying to get everybody to give the power to themselves connected to God. But they didn't understand that. So they were after him. Oh my goodness, what they put him through. But he knew it ahead of time. Well, I've got news. Most of you, if you get to know yourself well enough, you'll know a lot that's on your pathway just up ahead. You won't have to wonder. Get to know yourself. You're going to be with you forever. Forever. So now it's Passover time. Getting up here ready for the Easter time to come. And that old rabbit come hopping in. But Judas, one of the 12 apostles, Jesus, as great as he was, there was 12 people that recognized his greatness when he was on earth. Not very many, is it? Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 apostles, went to the chief priest and asked, how much would you pay me to get Jesus into your hands? Oh, what a good friend he is. Now you're going to really dislike Judas now. And they gave him 30 silver coins. And from that time on, Judas watched for an opportunity to betray Jesus to them. And he took his job seriously. This is the stage of life that they were in. They decided to come down here at the same time. And this was the plan. And in many ways, Judas' job was the hardest. because he was the betrayer. The person that does the betraying has the hardest walk. Have you ever betrayed anyone? If you do, try to forgive yourself and then try not to do it again. Now, what they thought, the moment the chief priests and other Jewish officials were meeting at the residence of a high priest to discuss ways of capturing Jesus quietly and killing him, but not during the Passover celebration, they agreed, for there would be a riot. See, they wanted to do it when it was going to be a real easy time to do. Your friends are already here, Fire Girl. They beat you. So are you picturing that, everybody? Judas is in for some big suffering that'll be even deeper than what Jesus Christ is going to go through, and you know what he's going to go through. So the person that does the betraying is going to suffer a lot more than the one that was betrayed. May not feel that way at first, but it is that way. So anyhow, goes on over to that evening as he sat eating with the 12. Well, he shows also right here that he knew ahead of time so much of what was going to happen. Jesus said, go into the city and see Mr. So-and-so and tell him that that my time has come and I will eat the Passover meal with my disciples at your home. So he told them to go ahead and he told them exactly what they would see. And so that when he went in, that they knew what house and they knew who to go to. Now, that's pretty good. Now, when you really look at all this, and if you believe Jesus Christ, he said anything he did, we could do. Do you ever get a feeling that you know ahead of time what's going to happen? If you're alert, you'll find that to be true. You will sense and you'll know what's going to be happening up ahead. And sometimes it's so that you can make a change. And maybe go a different route and not have to run into a bumpy road. Or you can ignore it completely and go the bumpy road and learn how to handle it. Well, when I read the Bible, I read it for what you get out of it, not for it just being a story. And I tell you, it's full of information about our lives. So, Sorrow chills their hearts when Jesus Christ says, one of the 12 of you is going to betray me. Sorrow chilled their hearts. And they each one said, am I the one? Am I the one? Am I the one? Am I the one? And it's the one that I serve first. For I must die. He knew what he had to do in order to show that life's everlasting. For I must die just as prophesied, but woe to the man by whom I'm betrayed. For and now he even knows who's going to be betraying him because they planned it even before they came to earth. Judas. Judas says to him, Rabbi, am I the one? And Jesus told him, yes. Ooh. And as they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread. He broke it and gave them all a piece of the bread and continues on through the... And then he says, tonight you will all desert me, for it's written in the scriptures that God will smite the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I've been brought back to life again on earth, he's meaning back on earth again, he will be brought back to earth again, I will go to Galilee and meet you. And Peter declared, if everyone else deserts you, I won't. Have you ever heard that in your life? Oh, I'll always be here for you. Well, if you haven't, I'll have to admit I've certainly heard it. Particularly when it comes to this work. Oh, I'd just love to go in and go deeper into communication. And just, you know, because you can keep going deeper, you know. And if I could just go deeper and get more, not in trance, and I'm not talking trance stuff here. I'm talking about walking in tune. Deeper so that you're just right there, you know. I can tell you, I can still name them. but I won't.
Oh, don't worry about it, because I'll be here for you. I'll be here. If you can't find your home, I'll find you. Don't worry, because, see, if you go so deep into just living in the free side of life, you kind of lose yourself down here. That's why God doesn't let us do it. No? So, can't find your way home. It's okay. I must be deep into it. I forgot today wasn't Thursday. Who was with me? Ruth Ann, and she left me. I'm going, oh, Janie's not here. Oh, there's a light on, isn't there? We thought, well, there's a light on. Then we got in here and found out Janie wasn't here. And then we realized it was Thursday. After I had left the car, keys in the car, and had to go back and get them. Larry. Hey, maybe I'm there and don't know it. No, but I'll tell you, had I believed them and had allowed myself to go deeper and deeper into the full communication like I wanted to, it wouldn't have been very easy to live on the earth plane. So, but Jesus Christ was able to handle it. Of course, he only lived to be 30, so. But Peter says, I will never betray you. And then Jesus brought them into the Garden of Gethsemane and told them to sit down and wait while he went on ahead to pray. And he took Peter with him and two sons, James and John, and began to be filled with anguish and despair. And then he told them, my soul's crushed with horror and sadness to the point of death. Stay awake with me, please. He didn't claim to be, hey, I'm cool. I'm not afraid of this thing called death. Let them hang me. Whatever they want to do, not going to bother me. Right? He, as bold as he was scared. Because he knew what was going to happen. Now, no, we're all exempt from this right here now, of course. But any number of us, if we knew how we were going to die, particularly if it was as harsh as what Jesus Christ had, we'd already be sweating blood, wouldn't we? Be so scared, huh? I'm going to smother. I'm going to drown. I'm going to be... So that's why it's kept away from us. But Jesus Christ was so evolved, he knew. He knew what was going to happen. And he went forward a little, and he fell face down on the ground, and he prayed, oh, my Father, Father, if it's possible, let this cup be taken away from me. But I want your will, not mine. Now, that is one of the things that we kind of bring into our healing prayers when we do healing prayers. We don't say, heal. Because some of the illness and things that you had, see, this was necessary for him to go through that. And some of the things that we have that seem so wrong with us and we wish they were healed can really be part of our God work. So him going through this, it's his God work. Then he returned to the street disciples and he found them asleep. Oh, boy. Oh, I'm going to sit up all night. Mom's going to die tonight. Oh, oh, Mom, are you okay? Yeah, where have you been? Oh, I'm right here. Anybody ever have that encounter? Oh, none of us here. But anyhow, we turned to the three disciples. He found them asleep. Could you even stay awake for just 1 hour? Keep alert and pray. Otherwise, temptations will overpower you. But the Spirit indeed is willing. But how weak that body is. Our bodies are weak, and so they can just go ahead and drop into sleep. And again, he left to go back to pray, and he said, oh, my Father, this cup cannot take it away, please. But if not, I will drink it all. It will be your, as you want it done. Whew. Getting closer, isn't he, to knowing what's going to happen. Whew. And then he returned. I think I went through that a few times, and I was doing nothing but going in surgery. Yes, go ahead. Let's get it over with. Okay. He returned to them again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy, so he went back to prayer a third time, saying the same thing again. And then he went to his disciples and said, sleep on now and take your rest. But no, the time has come. I have been betrayed into the hands of those men, so let's get going. Look, here they come, the man who's been betraying me. And it was Judas at that moment when he was still speaking. Judas, one of the 12, arrived with that great crowd armed with swords and clubs and sent by the Jewish leaders. Now, I want to stop right there. There's nothing wrong with Jewish people. This is painting a picture of the people of that day that had to carry this out. Can you understand that? There's absolutely nothing wrong with the Jewish race. I think they are some of the greatest people on earth. But they were picked to do this. Now, Judas had told them to arrest the man that that greeted him, for that would be the one that they were after. So now Judas came straight to Jesus and said, hello, master, and embraced him with a friendly fashion. Did you ever get hugged by somebody that you thought they really don't want to hug you? They're doing it because they have to for some reason or other. You know, maybe they don't want you to look that direction and they're hugging you. Or it could be a lot of reasons, huh? Ever have that happen? Of course, none of us have ever done that, but I hope you've never had to receive that. Jim, what do you say? So Jesus said, my friend, go ahead and do what you've come for, Jesus said, because he knew what he was doing. His hug was just letting them know that Jesus was the one they were after. Then one of the men with Jesus pulled out a sword and slashed off the ear of the high priest, and boy, they're up and at it now. They're going to really take these guys on, huh? And Jesus said, put the swords away. Don't you realize that I could ask my Father for those hands of angels, and they'd protect me, and he would send them instantly. But if I did, how would the scriptures be fulfilled that describe what is happening now? And he said to them, I'm no dangerous criminal. And he went off with them. And as we know the story from then on. But now Judas is hurting so, because he has seen what he did. And I'm sure in so many ways, Judas picked the hardest job. Because Jesus Christ has been loved for years, and Judas has been Judas. You're a Judas. You betrayed me. So anyhow, Judas now is hurting, and as we know what he did, he ended up just going off and killing himself because he couldn't handle himself anymore. You know, he was so mad at himself because he really had seen what he did. The other part that tells us a lot right here, and then I'm going to quit, Pilate was the one that's going to have to get Judas in a position on that cross. And he didn't want to. He's the leader, and he didn't want to do this. He didn't want to do it. So he's really upset about it. And he says, just then as he was presiding over the court, his wife came up to him and sent him this message and said, leave that good man alone, for I have had a terrible nightmare concerning him last night. She had a dream, a nightmare, saying, this shouldn't be happening to Jesus. He's a good guy, didn't she? She went to her husband, Pilate, and that's the way he had been feeling. So watch sometimes your dreams, but you have to learn the difference between your dreams or whether you ate beans before you went to bed or that is upsetting you so that you can't sleep properly. But if you're sleeping, pay attention to some of those dreams, but know yourself and learn the difference between a dream that is just a miserable feeling within you for whatever reason, or if it's prophetic, as it can be very well telling you something you'd like to know. So she was going to help by sending that message to her husband, and he tried, but they demanded it. And he tried doing things to help Jesus get off, but it didn't work. And as we know, he had to take the responsibility and go ahead and lash out at Jesus Christ. And that brings us up to Easter, which is coming up here. But when you read the Bible, don't just read it for the story that it is. Read it for what it's meaning to you. Have you ever betrayed anyone? Do you pay attention to your dreams? Do you hug people with sincerity, or do you just hug them just to, keep them from looking the other way or whatever? Really, man, know yourself. Quoted the Bible again. Know yourself. Why do you do things? Why did you just smile at her? Well, you know, we do so many things. And you yawning back there. You know, we do so many things. It's really, really nice if we know ourselves and why we do certain things and why we think certain things. And if you had the power
of Pilate, the president, whoever, what would you be like? Would you be able to handle it? Or are we all just better at criticizing